Hello, this is the first episode of Let's Talk About Five Nights at Freddy's. So, in this video, I will talk about the start of it all. Starting with from what I heard, it started off with Elizabeth Afton, and basically William Afton and Henry were two people that made Fazbear Entertainment, and then they started with what's called Circus Baby's Pizza World, with Circus Baby, Funtime Freddy, Funtime Foxy, Ballora, the Mini Rinas, the Bitty Babs, all of them. And basically, so William Afton designed them to trap children, and Elizabeth, his daughter, didn't know that, of course. Why would you want your daughter to know that? So anyways, and then but William, based on the dialogue in Sister Location, William Afton designed baby, like, made baby Circus Baby just for Elizabeth. And Circus Baby opened up her stomach and dispensed some ice cream to her, and when she got close, the claw from her stomach, which is actually now her hand, as Scrap Baby, it's now her hand. I don't know how that works, but yeah, uses that and just basically stuffs her into herself. Circus Baby stuffs Elizabeth into her. So, yeah. And then, William Afton was devastated, obviously. And then, but he and Henry decided to make a new restaurant, Fredbear's Family Diner, with two new characters, Fredbear and Spring Bonnie, and as well as Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, and Foxy. And so when that opened up, it was in 1983. The crying child, which is William Afton's youngest son, a lot of people call him Evan Afton, Joseph Afton, so I just call him the crying child because I don't know what his actual name's supposed to be in the lore. I don't know. So Michael Afton, the crying child's brother, and his friends decide to put a prank on the crying child by basically shoving the crying child's head into Fredbear's mouth and causing the jaw to snap on his frontal lobe, and boom, he's in a coma at first, and that's where FNAF 4 takes place. But I'm gonna make an episode about FNAF 4 later. So, yeah. And basically, all that happened. And so now, William Afton just snapped. But he acted like it was nothing. He and Henry opened up yet another restaurant, Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, and basically he killed 5 kids there. So that's always fun. Yeah. So he killed 5 kids. Susie, Fritz, what were the other ones' names? Gabriel, and I forgot the other one's name. And then, I don't know why, but then, the 5th one? I think it was Cassidy. It was either Cassidy or Charlotte Emily, which is Henry's daughter. So I don't know which one came first, but yeah, so I think it was Charlotte that came first. But anyways, so Charlotte was killed, but before that, Henry made an animatronic, which is the marionette, to protect her. So somehow, I don't know how, but apparently the puppet, she possesses the puppet now. I know that. I don't know why I said I don't know how that, or anything like that. Anyways, back to the point. So, and then Charlotte gives life to all the other animatronics as the other dead kids. So that's when everything started. And yeah, so that's basically the start of the lore of FNAF. So, after that, there was the Bite of 87, which everybody has no clue. I mean, some people know. I don't know which animatronic did it, but I'm pretty sure it was between Mangle, Foxy, and from what Google says, Toy Bonnie, but I don't think that's right. But anyways, so the Bite of 87 happened on it's actually really weird. FNAF 2, 1987, the Bite was Fritz, but that was like one of the missing kids. It's weird. I think his name was Fritz, the night guard. I forgot. I don't know. I think it was Fritz though. Which is kind of odd. I don't get it. But, so that happened, and that place got shut down, and so, yeah. That's the start of the lore. So, yeah. I love the lore. I think it's really cool. I don't know what I was gonna say. Yeah, that's the end of this episode. I'll do a part two later, soon, sometime, I don't know. Because I often forget a lot of stuff, but it'll come out soon, okay? So, hold your horses. And I will see y'all in the next episode. Goodbye.